would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and obviously we're now on like week 7 of this, so my guess is East System South, I haven't checked, but isn't anymore, so I wonder what my wife is doing. You know, we used to share those things, but for some reason, I think one of us is not keeping a commitment. You know, the verbal thing was till death do you part, but then I don't want to bring up the scripture because obviously we don't share that, do we? Most unfortunate. I did send my postcard to my wife today. Wrote, "Sound of freedom, wag the dog, coincidence or intent." I'm censored by Google. I'm censored by my wife. I love you, I love you, I love you, you're man. You know, because I'm censored. which, most unfortunate. However, I did a video. I wrote a text. It's online. The link is there. And, of course, the title is "Sound of Freedom, Wag the Dog, Coincidence or Intent." And I did try to, because it apparently has not come off clear, it's not, I'm trying to inject that this must be the what it happened. This is not coincidence, but this was intent. No, I put both in the table and I say they're both possibilities. And it appears that simply suggesting that, most people assume that I'm implying that there is indeed intent. I think it's likely. Honestly, I think it's likely. But I don't have evidence for that, so I'm not trying to impose that. I'm just putting that on the table. And apparently just put it on the table. That's a problem. But anyway, it was a struggle to write it. And it took hours. But then I recorded it fairly quickly, which encouraged me. And then it was on by 6 o'clock. So it's right now just less than 24 hours, and I have over 300 views, which I think is the highest rate for the first 24 hours I've ever had. Thus far, I've had one comment. Because it was a gentleman who wrote, "Real Christians scare the feces out of you because they speak truth!" Exclamation point. So obviously what he means by this, I think, is just simply slander. And, you know, real Christians, I would suggest, do not use colorful language because, I don't know, there's a little script, scripture about using colorful language. Oh, what's the word? I responded. You can find a stack of videos on my channel or at kozlowski.org that go into extreme detail with references from the scripture, as I am prepared to make a defense to anyone asked for the reason for the hope that is in you, yet I to do it with gentleness and respect. It seems we do not share that. Can you back your statement with gentleness and respect or only use an ad hominem? So, you know, I put it back. You know, and my assumption is there'll be nothing from that. But, hey, at least I got a downvote. So somebody voted. Because, again, I think what happens is people will look and say, all right, I have a particular feeling about this. You're suggesting something else. Therefore, you're bad. I'm not going to listen to what you say. You're bad. You know, it reminds me of that because I saw it. And I verify. I may even made a copy of it. Somebody wrote an article saying most people only read the headlines or something of that nature. And then the text of the article was the Lorem Ipsum text, you know, the filler text that are used for. Anyway, it was superb. It really was superb. But anyway, you know, these are some of the joys in life. there's a gentleman, and I'll leave you the because I put it on Kozlowska.org. When I did the original slavery video, modern day slavery video, I used a clip from a gentleman, Lou Radowski, who has We Are Change, and he did a on Sunday he did a his video was a promotion of the Sound of Freedom movie. So I watched it, and here's the copy of it. And you know, he's all over it. Just it's marvelous. You know, greatest thing since sliced bread, kind of thing. And I commented on his YouTube channel because I figured, why not? And I didn't do it immediately. I actually went to bed. Then the following morning, he says, "You know, I wonder, am I censored?" And indeed. I put the comment on there, took the screen capture. A few seconds later, it was gone. And I did wonder if I had a link. So was it that issue? And I took off the link, put it on again, and it was there for a few seconds and gone. So again, I'm censored. Because my assumption is it wasn't him, it was YouTube. I also emailed him, and no response. But you know, that's normal. But no response is normal. I've emailed a whole bunch of people, organizations, and whatnot. No response is normal. You know, last week I kept giving you a link to an article. Millions of children are abducted and trafficked each year. The Sound of Freedom movement, so forth. I gave you the link to that article. I actually wrote the author, actually twice. And about an hour ago, he responded. And the big joy was it was a serious response. And it included some humor, which, you know, I found, you know, to mix humor in a serious subject brings a lot of joy. He gave a serious response, again, a little bit of humor, and asked some serious questions, which was a delight. You know, he describes himself as an investigative journalist, and what he wrote was what I would contend a good investigative journalist would write, Dan Fournier. So, you know, I did write him back in response to his questions. You know, because he asked, okay, you make these claims, like he specifically mentioned Fidelity Investments, because that's, you know, I quote that in the article, that they have like $43 million with Fidelity Investments. So this is a company that you give them their money, they go invest it in order to get you a return. And, you know, they most of their assets that they use for, you know, for growth, are sitting in the hands of Fidelity Investments. According to, well, he asked, where do you get that information? Is this secondhand or whatnot? And, I gave him the link to the Operation Underground Railroad's website and the direct link to their financial information. And I wrote, so when I point out $500,000 salaries, Fidelity Investments, $30,000 per impact, it is simply what they publish. I did use verifiable materials from the primary source. So what delights me is he challenged me. That's delightful. He challenged me. You make this claim. What kind of evidence do you have? And I was able to say, look, here's the primary source. So both ends of it just brought me serious joy. That was really great. You know, so I did write several things to him, but one thing that I think is important, and so let me just read two paragraphs here. My concern with our Operation Underground Railroad is they address the product, not the customer. It gives a great emotional story, but as stated, if you save one, the customer simply moves on to the next. I'd rather address the customer, but they typically have positions of power and therefore more difficult to address. Perhaps the chauffeur lease model can, if our, doubles their success rate or even grows by 10 times, they still address less than 1% of the market. Again, using their numbers, I suggest they have a less than cost-effective model. It also is not a hopeful model for most victims. Because again, the whole point of that is, this is an emotional movie. Obviously, the Lewandowski's, you know, I mean, he promoted it, talked about the emotions of it and so forth. Yes, it's very emotional. And again, if they grow by a factor of 10, they're still not doing 1% of the market they claim is exists. And my suggestion that, Chris challenged me this on this a little bit, and so did Dan here. Does it really impact the market? And I do think it is because it's, you know, as I've remember watching, you know, others as I grow up and of course watching myself, it's the voyeurism idea. You hear about something over there and it kind of seeds in your mind ideas, kind of like, I want to be that, even though it's naughty. And then when the opportunity is there, since it's seated in you, there's a follow through. And then, of course, what I described in the modern day slavery idea, one of the objectives, of course, is to get people into the system and have something they can hold over you, like less than ideal sexual activities. But he also asked, well, you ask, who else is really accomplishing this? He was, because he said that, you know, he was pleased about the organization because, you know, they're doing something. So who else is really accomplishing this? May I suggest Oleg Melnikov, the Yazidis community in northern Iraq, several other individuals in Iraq and Syria that I don't have names for. There is a related Tong Phuc in Vietnam, who I have great respect for. There is undoubtedly a much larger number of individuals and small groups that are doing this, but for some reason haven't garnered the attention of Glenn Beck. These are the people I want to support. And that's the objective. What's his name? Tim Ballard, you know, connected somehow with Glenn Beck. And that's what brought him to the limelight years ago in order to get this whole project going. Because apparently, again, the movie was filmed like 4 years ago. So you had something high profile. And that's taking the news. You know, how many people know of Oleg Melnikov? You know, obviously, my audience does, simply because I've mentioned him several times and because I have his image on the website and the documentary that was done by RT about him. And I did follow up, you know, and some of the things he's written and done. And I respect that man. I'd shake his hand, but he's dead. You know, I mean, anyway, but so, you know, and again, he did make the comment, you know, how do, you know, are you credible? Are you perhaps, you know, are you the opposition itself? You know, how do I know? Which is a rational question. And he asked it, I think, in a way that implied, you know, really. So I did write, yes, I work for a well-financed, secretive, deep state organization, and they are way behind on paychecks to me. Anyway, now, or I might be a once successful guy that lost everything by not going along with the crowd. Who knows? But again, what encouraged me was it was serious questions with that the hint of satire in it. And I delight in that. I delight in that very much. So the video's out. I am grateful. I'm even grateful for the negative comment because it is engaged. I'm hoping that even though it was a negative comment and I probably will have no influence on this particular individual, maybe somebody will see the response and say, okay, he's criticizing him because he says, you're not doing the Christian thing, and he responds like a Christian. Because obviously the criticism, again, the foul language, is not very Christian. It's very simple. It's not very Christian. But in preparation for yesterday, for doing the video, I had a 90-minute dialogue with a good friend. You know? Also, you know, this group is in Utah, and so was my friend, my Latter-day Saint friend. And in the dialogue, a line came to mind. I don't want to fight for them, but give them a chance to fight for themselves. It was in our conversation that thought came up, so I wrote it down. And I really think that summarizes the idea. Because what you see in Operation Underground Railroad is we're going to fight for you at $30,000 a piece. And I want to give you a fighting chance. You know, that really is my focus. Intensely my focus. Well, I you know, it is, again, the example of, you know, I mention often, you know, for example, the example of Paul when he says, you know, I must go on boasting and so forth about, you know, I've been shipwrecked, I've been beaten, or whipped and whatnot and so forth. So, and I think the reason that's in the Bible is to say, look, he went through that and the Lord held him. So what I'm doing is minor compared to what he went through. The Lord is able to maintain me because he maintained Paul. I would suggest that is the purpose of that. There is another example of that, Elijah, which, you know, again, I used the example a few days ago about him at Mount Carmel and his events with the prophets of Baal and Baal. And he won that battle. Well, actually, he didn't. The Lord did. But afterwards, he was in the depths of despair. He saw this tremendous success and then the depths of despair. But even after that, the Lord sustained him. I did the video yesterday, and I had, again, my minor version of what I see in the scripture. Very minor version. Because I had a minor success in the sense of, well, somebody's watching it. And, you know, it's not as much somebody's watching it, but I did it. It's, you know, it really doesn't matter. You know, view count doesn't really mean anything. I'm encouraged that I have more views than anything else I've done. But at the same time, I'm not trying to reach a large number. I'm trying to reach the one person that'll impact. That's the important thing. But, and of course, I have had dialogues, you know, the issue is I did this and I felt pleased about it, went to bed, got up in the morning, and I hit bottom. I was really discouraged. And I spent the day struggling. Why bother? I mean, that was through my mind over and over again. Why bother? I know I can't stop. I know, you know, I'm fully committed. But emotionally, why bother? Who cares? Why bother? It's a really, really big struggle. It's an intensely big struggle. I can't express how big of a struggle it is. Chris specifically did pray for me as I expressed that to him, getting the email from Mr. Fournier was actually an encouragement because it's time he invested in this. Because that wasn't a short email to me. That was an encouragement. The 90 minutes, my friend in Utah spent with me is an encouragement, even though this is beforehand. But, you know, it's when I am weak, then I'm strong. I showed my weakness today because my discouragement is wrong. But it's still there. I'm slightly less than perfect, but don't tell anybody. The video is out there. It's online. And the script is there. I use the analogy of a drug trade because I think that is a solid analogy to see what's happening. And again, the thing I did point out, it's the legal and the illegal drug trade. Both of them use basically the same techniques. Because what they use is controlled opposition. and I really think one of the big issues, and one of my, you know, especially after it was done, you know, I have the addressing the product or the customer. That needed to be more upfront. Because, you know, most people don't watch the whole video. And I needed to have that more upfront, I think. Because that is the issue, I think. You know, because really, these kids, in the case of the MIDI, and of course they're not all kids. But the kids are the example used in the movie. These kids are the product. The customer. The customer. I want to send them a bill. But not me send them the bill. Their product to send them the bill. Or allies, friends, family of the product send them a bill. Because again, as I point out, you save one product, one child. The customer moves on to the next. The product, the child, means nothing except it makes a great movie. And as I suggest, when you have the dramatic moment of you go and you rescue them and make an arrest and so forth, those are the periphery people. So you take care of the periphery people. It's like, fighting a war to every last Ukrainian, as, you know, the West is claiming, you know, because they're commodities. They're just commodities. And you throw them into a meat grinder. And speaking of, where is a lot of this happening? Well, in Ukraine. But anyway, I won't go into that. I am concerned. We're at, week 7 of the mailbox being full. I love my wife. I love my kids. It's hard to press on. But because I love my wife and I love my kids, I'm going to strive to press on. And because I'm striving to be obedient to my Creator, I'm striving to press on. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.